Chapter 2. But it was impious men who, with their hands and their words, summoned death, and considering it a friend, were consumed by it. And they made a covenant with it, because they deserve to be a part of his portion. For not thinking correctly, they said among themselves, "Brief and troublous is our lifetime, and there is no remedy for a man's passing away. And no one is known to have been released from the netherworld. Because we were born by mere chance, and in the future we shall be as though we had never been. Because the breath in our nostrils is smoke, and our rationalization is a spark kindled at the beating of our heart. When this heart is extinguished, the body will be ashes, and the spirit will be dissolved like unresisting air. Even our name will be forgotten in time, and no one will recall our deeds. So our lifetime will pass away like the traces of a cloud, and will be dispersed like a mist, pursued by the sun's rays, and overpowered by its heat. For our season is the passing of a shadow, and there is no return after our passing away, because it is fixed with a seal, and no one returns. Therefore, come, let us enjoy the good things that are real, and use the freshness of creation avidly. Let us have our fill of costly wine and perfumes, and let no springtime blossom pass us by. Let us wreathe ourselves with rosebuds before they wither. Let none of us be left without a share in our wantonness. Everywhere, let us leave tokens of our rejoicing, because this is our portion and this our lot. Let us oppose the righteous poor man. Let us neither spare the widow nor revere the elder, for his hair has grown gray with time. But let our strength be our law of righteousness, for weakness proves itself to be useless. Let us beset the righteous one, because he is obnoxious to us and sets himself against our doings, and reproaches us for transgressions of the law, and charges us with sins against our education. He professes to have knowledge of God, and styles himself a boy of the Lord. To us, he is a censure of our thoughts. Merely to see him is a hardship for us, because his manner of living is not like other men's, and his ways are different. He judges us debased and holds aloof from our paths as from an uncleanness. He calls the destiny of righteous men blessed and boasts that God is his father. Let us see whether his accounts are true, and let us test what will happen to him. For if the righteous one is the Son of God, he will defend him and deliver him from the hands of his opponents. Let us examine him with wanton violence and torture, that we may have proof of his gentleness and try his patience. Let us sentence him to a shameful death, for according to his own accounts, he will be overseen by God. These were their thoughts, and they erred. For their malice blinded them, and they did not know the hidden counsels of God. Neither did they believe that there was a recompense of holiness, nor discern the reward for blameless souls. Because God formed man to be imperishable and made him in the image of his own eternity. But by the envy of a slanderer, death entered the world. But those who are in his possession experience it.